Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hey guys, it's Laura. While I'm enjoying some Thanksgiving holiday time with my family in South Carolina, I thought I'd queue up a popular show from the archive. I'm thankful that you're here and grateful to have so many loyal readers and listeners in the Money Girl community. I'll be back next week with a new show. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Money Girl podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author based in Austin, Texas. This show is about how to master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. I cover the nitty-gritty details about investing, using retirement accounts, building credit, managing debt, insurance, taxes, real estate, money, mindset, and a lot more. Thanks for joining me, especially if you're new to the show. Be sure to subscribe because I've got some great shows coming up that you won't want to miss. And speaking of new listeners, today's show was inspired by one. Lauren H. says, I subscribed to your podcast after a friend recommended it a few months ago and have really enjoyed it. I find myself more frequently discussing money issues with my friends, and these honest conversations really help all of us to get a better handle on our finances. Here's my question. Each month, I receive my FICO credit score on one of my credit card statements, and last month, my credit score dropped 16 points. I checked my Experian credit report and didn't find anything wrong. I don't have any late payments, closed cards, or new accounts. What might be the reason for this drop? Lauren, thanks so much for your question, and thanks to your wonderful friend who connected us. I know how frustrating and shocking it can be when your credit score drops suddenly for no obvious reason. In this podcast, we'll cover 5 lesser-known reasons why credit scores can drop unexpectedly. I'll give tips to raise your credit score as quickly as possible so the drop doesn't hurt your finances. As always, you'll find the show notes with all the resources that I mention in this show on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Look for episode number 467, called 5 Lesser Known Reasons Why Your Credit Score Drops. Before we get started, I want to thank TopCashback.com, one of today's sponsors. We're all looking to save money. So what if I told you there's a really easy way to do so by shopping online like you normally do? With TopCashback.com, you can save big at over 4,000 popular online stores like Target, Amazon, Groupon, and more. Just sign up for free at TopCashback.com/money to find the store you want and click through to their site. Then shop as normal and you'll automatically earn cash back in your TopCashback account. For Money Girl listeners, there's even a special bonus. Sign up now at TopCashback.com/money and you can earn a $10 sign-up bonus. Remember, that's topcashback.com/money. A lot of people tell me that credit scores seem really mysterious and they just don't understand how they work. And I think that's because they're created using many factors in your credit report. There's just not one variable. There are many variables. And there are hundreds of different credit scoring models that are used by companies like mortgage lenders, vehicle lenders, insurers, and merchants. So each scoring model uses a complicated algorithm to evaluate your credit history. They all use slightly different factors and scoring ranges. Some even use letters instead of numbers. Additionally, there are 3 nationwide credit bureaus. They are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And they may not all have the same information about you, since creditors may only report data to one or two of them. So your credit score depends on which credit report is used in conjunction with which scoring model. FICO is one of the most popular scoring models, and it uses a score range that's from 300 to 850. The higher your number, the less risky you appear to a potential lender or merchant. FICO is very transparent about the factors and weights they use to calculate your credit score. So let me review them. The most important is your payment history. So that's paying all of your credit accounts on time. That accounts for 35% of your score. The second most important is called amounts owed. So this is not only the amounts of debt that you have, but also something called credit utilization that I'll cover more about in just a moment. So the amounts that you owe is 30% of your score. The third most important is the age or the length of your credit history. That gets 15%. Then new credit inquiries, that accounts for 10%. And the mix of credit types that you have is also 10%. Since Lauren doesn't have any late payments or changes with her accounts and still had a 16-point credit score drop, what gives? Well, some changes to your scores may not be easy to spot because they're happening behind the scenes due to not-so-obvious reasons that we're going to cover. So if you're ready, let's start covering the five reasons why your FICO or another brand of credit score could drop, making you appear riskier to potential lenders and merchants. Reason number one, you made an expensive credit card purchase. Lauren didn't mention her recent spending patterns, but making a larger than normal credit card charge is one of the most common reasons for an unexpected credit score drop. As I mentioned, the amount you owe makes up about one-third of your score, and the driving force behind it is something called credit utilization. Your credit utilization ratio is a simple formula that compares the amount you owe to your available credit limit on revolving accounts, such as a credit card or a line of credit. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a credit card with a $1,000 credit limit, and you just bought a TV, and that brings your total balance owed on the card up to $900. So you have a 90% credit utilization ratio. In general, the lower your ratio, the better for your credit scores. Maintaining a utilization below 20% will give you the biggest benefits for your credit. But wait a minute. What if you pay off that $900 balance by your credit card statement due date? While that would be a great thing to do, many people mistakenly believe that they can max out a credit card as long as they pay it off on time. Here's why that doesn't work when it comes to your credit score. Your credit card company could report your balance to the credit bureaus before your payment was received. In other words, paying off your entire credit card balance every month generally does not improve your utilization ratio. In order to reduce your utilization and boost your score, you have the following options. You could just charge less each month. Or you could ask for a credit card credit limit increase. You could open an additional card so you spread out charges on multiple cards so each of them have a lower utilization instead of maxing out one card. And lastly, you could make multiple payments during the month so that a lower balance gets reported to the credit bureaus. And that's kind of what I do. I try to make multiple payments on my credit cards each month. The bottom line is that if you've been using more of your available credit lately, it's a mathematical signal that you might be in financial trouble and could make late payments in the future. So to raise your FICO or other credit scores, never charge more than 20% of your available credit on any one card or on a total of all your cards. So if you just treat it on a card-by-card basis, you'll be fine. So for that card with a $1,000 credit limit, you would never, ever want to let your balance go above $200 to keep yourself at that 20% utilization ratio. And I did a podcast about this that will give you even more information if this seems a little confusing and you want to review it further. That was podcast number 270 called Credit Utilization, What It Means for Your Credit Score. I'm going to mention several previous podcasts about credit that may help you, and you can find them by going to the notes for this show and clicking through, or just going to quickanddirtytips.com and doing a search for that particular topic. And if you want to find the full archive of shows that predate what's available in iTunes or other podcast aggregators, just visit the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. And if you look about halfway down the page, you'll see a section called Money Girls Archive. That's where all the podcasts are. Okay, reason number two why your credit score may have dropped is one of your credit limits was reduced. I mentioned that getting a credit limit increase on a credit card is one way to reduce your utilization ratio and increase your credit score. Likewise, your credit can take a hit if your available limits are cut. Card issuers set your spending limit when you first open an account, but they can increase or decrease it according to the terms of your agreement. If the issuer sees signs of risk, such as you taking large cash advances on your card or exceeding your credit limit, they can take action to protect themselves by reducing your credit limit. Having less available credit affects your utilization in a way similar to charging more. Your utilization ratio goes up and your credit score will likely go down. For example, if you have a card with a $1,000 credit limit and an outstanding balance of $200, you have a 20% credit utilization ratio, which, as I mentioned, is an acceptable amount. But let's say that your credit limit on the card is cut. It goes down to $600 instead of $1,000. But you still owe $200. Now your utilization just shot up to 33% and your credit score will drop. So that's calculated by taking a $200 balance, dividing it by a $600 available credit limit, which is 0.33 or 33%. If this happens, if you find that your credit limit is cut, be sure to review your credit report for any inaccurate information that might be the reason why the card issuer cut your limit in the first place. Then contact the company to get any mistakes cleared up and discuss raising your credit limit.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Another podcast that may be of interest to you is called Seven Essential Rules to Build Credit Fast. That was episode number 293. Okay, moving on to reason number three why your credit score may have dropped. And this one is because you have zero credit utilization. While having low credit utilization on revolving accounts is one of the best ways to improve your credit scores, don't go overboard by going down to zero utilization. For instance, if you pay off your card and then don't make any additional charges, some credit scoring models will ding you. It's better to have credit accounts and use them responsibly than it is to let them become inactive. In other words, showing some amount of activity, such as making small charges and then paying them off in full each month, is a smart credit strategy. Before we finish up with the last two reasons, I want to thank Princess Cruises for making this show possible with their support. If you could take a vacation to anywhere in the world, where would you go? I've always thought a Mediterranean cruise would be so beautiful. Well, chances are no matter where you want to go, Princess Cruises can take you there. Voted Best Itineraries, Princess Cruises sails to over 360 destinations worldwide. Plus, they offer an unbeatable value. All your accommodations, dining, entertainment, and transportation are included in your fare. Better yet, there's never been a better time to plan a vacation with Princess Cruises than during one of their most popular sales of the year. Three for free. On over 200 cruises across every destination, guests will enjoy free onboard spending money, free gratuities, and a free stateroom location upgrade. Just visit princess.com/money for details. That's princess.com/money. I also want to thank Sunbasket. Between planning for the holidays and balancing the rest of your life, it sometimes feels like cheese and crackers or even popcorn is a totally acceptable dinner. I'm very guilty of that. That's why Sunbasket is here to help, and they've definitely helped me. Sunbasket makes it easy to stick to your healthy habits and cook delicious meals at home. You pick from 12 weekly recipes, and they deliver organic and clean ingredients right to your door. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep, so you can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. It's as easy as going to the Sunbasket app, picking from a delicious menu full of choices like gluten-free, lean and clean, paleo, or vegetarian. Sunbasket works with the best organic farms and suppliers to bring you fresh, seasonal produce that's organic and non-GMO. This holiday season, skip the grocery store and the parking lot madness. Discover how easy it is to get healthy, clean meals on the table with Sunbasket. Go to sunbasket.com/money today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/money for $35 off. sunbasket.com/money. Okay, moving on to reason number four, why your credit score may drop. This one is your average age of credit accounts has changed. The age of your credit accounts tells a story about how experienced you are handling credit. And that's why credit scoring models evaluate the average age of your accounts. So it's typically figured as the total months that all of your accounts have been open divided by the number of accounts you have. Having a long credit history helps lenders know if you're likely to be financially responsible in the future and are a good credit risk. So the longer you've had credit accounts open in your name, the better. Once a credit account is closed or paid off, your average age of accounts begins to decrease. If you choose to close a really old account, like a credit card that you've had for decades, the cancellation has a more negative effect on your credit scores than if you closed a younger one that you just opened last month. Also, when you open a new account, you immediately reduce the average age of your accounts, which may cause a sudden credit score drop. To make sure your average age of credit accounts will grow over time, only open new accounts when it's absolutely necessary, and make sure to keep your oldest accounts open and active. Many people want to close a credit card immediately after paying it off because they think that's better for their credit. And I get it. It seems like maybe you just want to be rid of the card. And if you really can't use a card responsibly, then you probably should close it. But another option that's actually better for your credit is to pay off the card but leave the account open. That allows you to leverage its positive payment history, the longevity, and the available credit limit to raise your credit scores. And the last reason why your credit score may have dropped is your credit mix has changed. While it's not the most important factor in how your FICO or other credit scores are calculated, having a mix of different types of accounts does help increase your credit scores. For instance, having revolving accounts, such as a credit card or line of credit, in addition to installment accounts, such as a car loan or mortgage, shows lenders that you can handle different types of credit responsibly. So if you just paid off the only installment loan that you have, your credit mix looks less diverse to lenders, and there's not much you can do about that. Unless you need to finance a purchase like a new home or car, I don't recommend taking a loan just for the sake of boosting your credit. If you maintain good habits like paying credit cards and utility bills on time and maintaining low utilization rates, your credit scores will naturally go up over time. As is often the case, you'll get the best scores by using credit as long as you use it wisely. And a final tip is to check your credit report using a free site like annualcreditreport.com or one of my favorites, Credit Karma, to make sure there are no errors dragging down your credit scores. Inaccurate information could be a sign that a lender reported bad data to your file or that you've become the victim of identity theft. Be sure to dispute any inaccurate information with the credit bureau right away so it won't hurt your finances. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to do what Lauren's friend did and share it with your friend. Or if that's too difficult, you could just do me a huge favor and submit a quick 5-star review on iTunes. Your reviews there really mean a lot to me because they help keep the show visible in iTunes, and that allows new listeners to find us and understand what the show is all about. If you want to ask me or other really smart people in this community a question or just bounce an idea off of them, you should join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text the word dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S. Text that word to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.